This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
You guys, have you signed up for Back for Seconds yet?
I have.
Oh, good. Especially, do you have Spotify?
I do have Spotify.
So if you have Spotify, you gotta re-up on your subscription. It's not just going to be automatic for Apple, and I think everything else, it will just automatically take you if you already have your subscription. If you have Spotify, go to
subscribe.betches.com.
Yep, and then that is for new people who want Back for Seconds. If you've never heard Back for Seconds and you're like, this podcast would be fun without commercials, sign up for Back for Seconds and you can hear all that good stuff episodes a day early. It's a fabulous time.
Yes, and you get to hear from the original DST hosts, and I always like hearing from them.
I do too.
It's a little something different.
Miss them.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I am Emily. And today we have an update on summer bathing suit life.
Yeah.
Remy, how's bathing suit life treating you? It's mid-July.
Yes, we're it's mid-July. I think the last time we spoke about bathing suit life was right before the Betches summer games and right before I left for my cousin's bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Summer games were great.
Yes, we did not participate in the games.
No, we sat out like true athletes.
But I was really happy with that decision because it was actually so fun to watch
other
people do color war.
It was wonderful. It was like Olympics, but just with everyone from this office. And yeah, it was nice to sit out. I left that day from my boyfriend's house. I wasn't supposed to sleep at his, and I was really nervous because none of the bathing suits that I recently bought were there. And the only bathing suit that was there is a bathing suit my sister like handed me down years ago.
Oh.
And I was like, there's no way that this thing fits. And also like, I just feel really booby in it.
I couldn't stop staring at your cleave.
It was a lot.
I had to apologize at one point. It's this thing that I have. I was at the beach the other day. It's the same thing. A girl walks by with large titties.
Mm.
I can't not look.
You have to.
It's just so beautiful.
I know, but you got to figure out some way to like look
to
really quick and
that.
Then look away. Yeah.
You're
we
right.
Can't be having entire conversation. She's doing it now.
I'm doing it now because we're talking about it. So now I'm being conscious of it, you know? No, it is my biggest flaw.
But yeah, so I did wear it because I was like, I'm going to want to go in. It's a hot day. I wore the thing just because it was the only option and it ended up being totally fine.
It was great. I loved your suit.
Thank you. So that was one thing. And that I was like, okay, cool. We did one day. But the idea of a girl's trip with a lot of women that I don't know, you know, where you're only in bathing suits for the majority of the time and where I would not be able to smoke any weed was stressing me out. You guys know I smoke a lot, and the bachelorette was in the Dominican Republic, and it's obviously not legal to bring it like anywhere, but there are some places that I'm just like, I don't really know the rule. I'm not going to risk getting caught.
Oh yeah, I never do.
So I was like, this is going to be a high anxiety thing. Because I'm already wearing stuff that I'm not the most comfortable in. I'm around people that I don't know very, very well. Some of these girls I've never met. And also I don't have like my vice that helps me feel calm. So I was really nervous. And what ended up happening was the group of girls was the nicest group of people I have ever met. There, I felt no eyes on me the entire time, for better or for worse. Like there was no judgment at all. So that aspect of it was amazing. I felt very like, just like I wasn't a body. I was just like a me.
Yeah.
You know, and they were getting to know me, and the fact that we were all naked had nothing to do with it. And the weed thing was probably the hardest part, because weed does make me hungry. Like, I think I have messed up my body at this point.
Your hunger cues?
Yeah. Because we would go to a lot of meals and I would arrive there so hungry because I didn't eat enough the night before. And then I would try to like load up a plate with like enough stuff. And I was thinking of it as just fuel because I was like, I'm not hungry enough. But I felt good about still making sure that I wasn't starving.
Yeah, very important. It's important on a bachelorette trip because you have to have stamina. Yeah. You have to keep going. You have to do it for the bride.
Yeah. No, oh my God. That's my favorite part of a bachelorette, is like when people aren't necessarily having fun, but you know that you have to be having fun. So you just like start dancing and then you really do have fun.
Right.
It's very fake it till you make it.
Uh-huh.
We didn't need to fake much on this trip. It was really fun. But the times when I would wake up hungry or something, like I would have feelings of like a second of like, oh, this is good. You know, like I'll be even smaller in the bathing suit today.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. You know, and then I had to put those away and be like, no, this isn't good. This, we are really hungry. We need to go to breakfast. We need to like eat everything at the buffet, or at least try to have a bite of most of the things.
Yes. And you felt satiated throughout the day?
Yes and no. Like sometimes I could not eat as much as I wanted to, or sometimes it would take me like a really long time. And like, especially if you're in a group, it's like, there was one night that we did hibachi and I didn't eat enough while we were sitting there, but I knew that I was going to be hungry later. So I took it to go.
Oh, very clever. Were you going somewhere after hibachi? Because my hesitation would be like, am I carrying around this takeout container?
No, we were in like an inclusive, all-inclusive resort. And like everything was on campus. So like I went back to the room, put it in a little saran wrap.
Sure.
And then put it in the fridge.
Here's another question that I have. Because when I take a break from weed, mm-hmm. and it's always when I travel. Because I don't mess with that shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
People don't care about me as much as they care about Brittany Griner. I'm not getting, you know?
Yeah. No, of course. I always have trouble sleeping.
Mm.
And then I realize like, oh, having a little bit of weed at night really does help me sleep. Although that's not why I do it, or that was never a factor. But then when I take a break, I'm like, oh my God, what kind of addict
it
am I that I need this
to sleep? It
wasn't
tough for me,
sleep.
The sleeping.
Okay,
and
good.
I did bring melatonin just in case it was. I didn't end up needing it. Like, we did a lot of dancing at silent discos, so I was just, like, pooped. I brought a book, which is great for sleeping.
Seven Husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you almost done with it?
I'm completely finished.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Would you recommend? How many stars?
Five.
Okay. I gotta read it.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's a good beach
Seven
read,
Seven Husbands
hear.
Of Evelyn Hugo. It's a great anywhere read. It's so good. And just get through the first like 70, 80 pages, like, because it does start like a little slow and you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what is this? And then...
That's always so hard for me when somebody's like, it starts really slow. You just need to get through the
I
first
know,
18 chapters.
I know. Everybody was saying to me, you'll really like it. And I was like, what are you saying?
What is
like,
it about me?
You'll really like it. And then I got to like page 85 and I was like, I will really like this.
But it wasn't until page 85.
Like, something like that. Yeah.
That's challenging for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, for me, something needs to happen in the first few pages that is so shocking, mm-hmm. so gripping. Evelyn
that
Hugo
was,
is...
I read the majority of it one night that I couldn't sleep because I was hungry.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good outlet.
And I was up until like 3 a.m. So yeah, it was a little, you know, irksome to feel so hungry and not be able to eat. I've never felt that. And I did feel like bad because food waste is like a huge thing to me also.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before.
Yeah.
Do you have problems like throwing things out when they're a little bit expired? Because I have that.
No, if they're expired, I throw it out.
I'm always like, oh, that expiration date's a lie.
But if I see an expiration date is coming, I will try to incorporate the thing.
That's good. That's a good habit. I just like, I kind of feel like it's a lie. I kind of feel like, you know, you can push the expiration date a little bit most of the time. Is that the best idea? Probably not.
Yeah.
Andy
but this
always
was like entire plates of food that I would be like collecting and then be like nibbling from. And then I would just like feel so bad. But like, you can't take that with you necessarily all the time. And like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody else noticed or cared, which is good. And yeah, they were all very sweet. And I felt so good in my bathing suits. And
I'm so happy.
Had a fab time. Yeah.
But your appetite came back as soon as you got back?
So interestingly, I didn't even smoke the first 2 days I got back because I was like feeling really good about it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this is like kind of fun to like actually feel my emotions and like,
sure.
Yeah. And I don't think it was even about, I think like I had food around me that I'm more comfortable eating too. Like my flight back, I bought like a ham sandwich with Swiss cheese on like white bread, which is like just such like a me food, and like hadn't smoked, devoured the whole thing.
Very nice, because you had more choice,
I guess, or it's just something I'm more used to eating.
Yeah, I do feel like when you're on a trip with a lot of people, the group is the priority.
Yeah.
So like, even if there's something that you're craving, or even if you go to Hibachi and you guys get a bunch of stuff and it all sounds good to you, it still might not be exactly what you would choose. Mm-hmm. And that's a different feeling. Like, it feels better to eat things that you want to eat. And now I choose what I eat at any given moment.
Yeah.
There's something like psychologically that feels better. And I do feel more satiated.
When you've like, chosen the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I go to dinner with a group and we all get things to share, I love to share.
Yeah.
And I like all the things. There is a special satisfaction that I feel when I'm like, I want pasta puttanesca, and I order it and I eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get that with the group dinner.
Yeah. No, there would be like some stuff that was like, we had really good miso soup and I ordered like 3 of them. Because it was the thing that I could get down.
When miso soup is good, it's so good.
Yeah.
When it's mediocre, it's...
I don't even know if it was so good itself. It was just, it was the thing that like I could process. And like, okay. I was like, I need to be eating. Which is just like a little mental mind fuck, kind of.
Yeah.
When like, I feel like my normal inclination for eating is I'm bored or I'm hungry. And this was just like, no, like you like need to eat. Like you, this is something that you have to do.
I have been meaning to ask you this for a while and I always forget.
Mm-hmm.
When you're super stressed out, do you eat or do you not eat usually?
It depends.
Okay. Cause I
think it's mostly eating, but there have been moments like when I was working as a real estate agent, it was like one of the most stressful first 2 years of any job, and I didn't eat at all because I was just so busy, and it was not good.
Yeah, I actually, that's a good point, because if you're moving around a lot during the day, like I will have moments of like, I'm so stressed out, I can't even stop to think about what I'm gonna eat.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like at home and I'm just anxious or stressed, I do turn to food. I mean, I always have. It's like my coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm. And it's different on a trip too, because it's not like you have a fridge or anything.
Right.
And if you do order something, like you have to realize if it's coming to the room, it's going to be in half hour. So it's like, are you still going to want that then?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then if it's like out in the world, like there was one time I was trying to order a hamburger and I was like, and with ketchup. And they were like, oh, we're out of ketchup.
What?
And I was like, okay, never mind. And like my brain like short circuited because I was like, I'm not going to want to eat this unless it's like slathered in ketchup. And I went back to my sister and I was just like, they don't have any ketchup left. I'm like, oh. And she was like, did you ask one of the other restaurants? Like, I was like, no, I don't even have enough food, like, for my brain right now to think about that. And then she was really nice and got me one.
Good. Yeah. Was it a good burger?
Home of the good burger.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the good burger. And as far as, like, body image, like, that side of it, you said this group of girls was really nice and accepting.
Yeah.
Was there talk about bodies? Was there talk about...
There was, which, like, I think will happen on a lot. It was more talk about clothing and fitting and stuff. But, yeah, there was one conversation that I was like, I don't want to be a part of this, but I also don't want to police it. Like, I don't have the energy. So I just, like, went away.
That's my strategy always.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, this one, I was like, the attention is for the bride.
It's I'm not trying the bride.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say things to, like, if people were like, oh, I look so-and-so, I'd be like, you look amazing. Like,
be a hype girl.
Yeah.
You gotta be a hype girl.
And that's what it was, is everybody was hyping each other up. Everybody was taking so many pictures from different angles to make sure people were happy about it.
You gotta. One of my pet peeves is when you ask, usually it's a man, when you ask him to take your photo and they just go, click. Got it.
Yeah. And then they turn it around. They take one of their face as a silly joke.
I'm like, no. You have to get down on the floor. You have to go, you know, around the corner, get a 3/4 angle. You have to find the sun. Mm-hmm. You have to go in front of the sun. You have to make sure you are not blocking my sun. And then you need to get up on the ceiling somehow and get an overhead angle. Mm. And then you're done. You're not done after one snap.
No, we had Walt, and we were going to take a big group shot, and this guy walks over and he's like, I'll take it. And I'm thinking, oh God, he's going to do the whole thing. And he goes, sometimes you just need a gay man. And I said, oh yes.
Hell
that
yeah.
That type.
His name was Walt.
Walt. Yeah. Shout out to Walt. We love you. You're so fun.
It's also a great name.
Yeah.
Like, let's bring Walt back.
Mm.
I would love to see some little babies named Walt.
I have a baby. Name him Walt.
I will.
You can
name
be
him
the
Wal-
change.
And not Walter, just Walt.
Just Walt.
I actually do know a baby named Walter, but he goes by Wally, not Walt.
Okay.
Walt is just like a good old fashioned.
I love when somebody goes, I know a baby. It's like,
I know lots.
One of my close acquaintances is a baby.
I know lots of babies, Remy. I don't mean to brag. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word, because the reality is UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women, but dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic
probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, azo boric acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And azo dual protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on azoproducts.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. I didn't have a trip, but I did take a beach day this weekend and I had a little epiphany of sorts. In one of our recent episodes, we had Ran Langus on and we were talking about how to be confident in a bikini.
Yes, and you told me that there are some people who are mad about spray tans. And yeah. I did not see them in the reviews. I don't usually look, but I ran look.
You know what? I shouldn't have made your antenna go up like that. They were in my DMs.
So what was the...
So some of members of the Pale community, our Pale listeners, slid into my DMs. There were actually only two. There were two listeners, but to me, that's like a sample, you know? Mm-hmm. If it was one listener, okay, I would just respond to that DM. But if there's two, I know there must be a few more. Mm-hmm. Just girls that claim to have been very insecure about being pale and the whole concept of spray tanning feels like it's just another way to try to look skinnier. Mm. Because, you know, if you're tan, there are shadows and a lot of people claim they look skinnier. I don't necessarily think that's true. I mean, I think it depends. There are definitely...
Do you think it's the tan color or is it the fact that it's airbrushed? Because I feel like you could airbrush pale and it would still have the effect of less... I don't know.
More muscle tone, I think, is what it is.
Or just like smoother is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like a more even thing.
Yeah. Yes. To answer that. Yes. Because remember I told you that I got a spray tan once. Mm-hmm. And this person does airbrush tanning and she did sculpt my muscles. And when I looked at pictures. I was like, wow, I have a six pack. I do not have a six pack, guys. But with the spray tan, the way that she did it, it's artistry is what it is. But
they're saying, is it? Is that the goal? Aren't you art without the spray?
Well, so this was kind of my thing, because my stance has always been, listen, I don't get regular spray tans. I am admittedly a little bit of a tanaholic, but I lie in the sun. I used to bake in the sun for hours.
It's much better for you.
It's so much better than spray tanning. Well, listen, it's better
for
your wallet.
On sunscreen.
Yeah, no, but that's exactly why I've stopped doing that. And I'm not doing that this summer. I haven't laid out because
skin cancer is not on my vision board. Mm-hmm. It's just not. And I'm becoming more educated about how, like, really, truly, I used to think, like, yeah, you know, they say sun exposure causes skin cancer, but what's 4 hours? No. Like, it's a lot less time than that, mm-hmm. that, like, people actually suffer really bad mm-hmm. effects on their skin. That, and I have a scar on my face that I've been trying to protect really well mm-hmm. with sunblock and with hats and whatever. So just in general, I'm staying out of the sun. I can't afford spray tans every week. I can't. And even if I could, that's annoying. That's not, I don't even get regular manicures. Like, the my self-care regimen is very simple. But when Rayanne was on, she said, you will not see me at a pool party without a spray tan. You will not see me on a beach without a spray tan. Mm-hmm. And I think if that makes her feel confident, that's great.
Yeah.
For me, I would rather kind of learn to be confident with my pale skin than literally get skin cancer or go bankrupt trying to be tan when that's not really what my skin is like. So I really sympathize with those people who slid in just because, like, I understand how it might have come off that way. That, you know, we're like, oh, yeah, get a spray tan before the pool party, you know, because that's like another way that somebody could feel more sculpted or more, you know, quote, perfect in their suit.
I mean, it's body makeup. It's the same debate as, like, well, are you saying that I need makeup? It's like, no, some people feel more comfortable in it.
Yeah.
And some people, it might stress them out. I don't know if I mentioned this out of that episode, but a spray tan does stress me out at a pool party because I think it's going to leak or run or dissipate in the pool. You know,
sometimes, like, it does.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's just not for you. And I don't think anything that.
It's also just not very accessible, you know, cause they only last about a week, sometimes 10 days if you get a really good one. And it's just, they're very expensive. It's not accessible for everyone. And I mean.
Nicole Pellegrino, not to hawk these, but if your barrier to entry is that it's so expensive, there's ones that you can just, like, rub on your skin and they, like, come in a bottle and stuff. Yeah.
Saint Tropez, Isle of Paradise is a good one. I mean, I'm telling you, I used to self-tan all the time. So it's not just about the skin cancer. It's also, like, I don't want to spend so much time trying to make myself look like a bronze goddess. Mm-hmm. I would rather be more comfortable just being pale.
Yeah, and maybe you would want to encourage a pale goddess to be a norm as well. You know,
right.
Like, just thinking that, oh, you can only look good if you're tan. It's like, I don't think that's what anybody was saying. I think it's people are comfortable. Like, and sometimes it's different depending on the day.
Yeah. Like, sometimes you want to be a bronze goddess, sometimes you want to be a vampire, mm-hmm. which is why I'm spearheading the movement, Vampiric Girl Summer, mm-hmm. where, listen, we're done tanning. We're done. We don't have the time. We don't have the money. We just don't want to do that, okay? Rock your pale skin. SPF up. Mm-hmm. SPF up. But I say just, like, rock your vampira pale skin in the sunlight. You'll look even more pale.
In the moonlight.
I was almost going to say in the moonlight. Do it in the moonlight too, though.
That's only when, come out at night if you're pale.
Sleep in a coffin, drink the blood of virgins, and avoid garlic. And that's Vampiric Girl Summer. And I think I'm doing it. Anybody who wants to join me and just avoid all tanning at all costs and just rock your pale skin and wear black suits or dark colored suit. I mean, you can wear any suit, but I just think dark suits look really good on pale skin. Mm-hmm. It's like a pop, you know?
Alternatively, I wore the most colorful suits and they fed my soul. I also accidentally got so tan. I did not intend to do this. I was applying so much sunblock,
you were
but
SPF'd
the sun
up.
There was wild
in the DR.
Yeah. And the last day too, I booked the last flight out of there, so everybody else had already left and there was no one to apply it on my back, and I was like, what's 2 hours
right,
like, on a pool float gonna do? A lot.
Yeah, the famous last words.
I still have, like, pink butt tan line.
Does it hurt though, or is it just,
it's gone into the phase that it's itchy now because it's, like, turning into a tan.
You're like the bear rubbing up on a tree. Mm-hmm. That's rough. I hope you have, I hope Ben can, like, scratch it. Although you're not supposed to scratch it.
You're not supposed to scratch it.
No, you're right.
No, we've been doing a lot of aloe.
Aloe is good.
Yeah.
Aloe is good, and you can get an aloe plant and just squeeze it directly out of the leaves.
You can also get a pump.
like a gel.
Yeah.
You can, but I just think it's amazing. I mean, I love like plants that have a purpose. Mm. And I just love that we had them growing up. We always had an aloe plant because they're really easy to keep. You just squeeze the juice right out of a leaf mm-hmm. and it soothes your eczema and your
I don't
summer.
Know if we'd have enough leaves for like how much the pink coverage butt is going on. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a vampiric girl summer. That's what I was talking about, right? Vampiric girl summer. If you have a better name, slide in, let me know. But I think vampiric girl summer is the most accurate to what it is.
My friend Richard, I used to say that his style was vampire on the beach, so he'll really like this.
There you go. He wears a lot of black. A
lot of black.
Does he wear like netting or fishnets or like is there a gothic nature to the way he dresses or is it just black?
At a certain time in our lives, yes. It was very like
Hot Topic.
Not Hot Topic. It was more elevated. It was like okay. like the Volturi.
Okay. Oh, classy.
Yeah.
Very classy.
Yeah.
What do you do? You just made me think of this. What do you do if you're in a situation where you need to put sunblock on an area, but you like don't have anybody to help you do it? Because what I do, you said you didn't put any on your back that
day. I tried to reach, like I did lower back. There's only so much. I'm sure I just missed like a.
Yeah, there needs to be a tool. Maybe I should patent this. There needs to be a tool that like helps you apply sunblock to your upper back.
Mm.
I have really long arms, so I can just kind of do it with the back of my hand.
Hey, good for you.
Try this at home.
Yeah.
No, try this at home. I do it with lotion too. You put it on the back of your hand and then you hook it around and just slather it around. You can reach, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's something that's worth a try.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, thank you for that update.
Yeah. I mean, it was mostly really no, it's so weird. Because I mentally was good and bad the whole time.
Yeah.
I
feel like that might just be progress for you.
That it did feel like progress. Like I was like, I'm very proud of how hungry I am able to be, how much I'm still paying attention to the fact that I do need food, how like little I'm insulting myself for having these issues. You know, like I'm also just like kind of embarrassed that like the weed thing feels like a real addiction, you know, and like I didn't notice that until like withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah.
So yeah, I gave myself a lot of grace and I was pretty proud of myself. And I'm also pretty proud that I was able to go that long sober. And then I talked to a bunch of my friends about it and they were like, yeah, how did you think pregnancy was for me? And then breastfeeding. And I was like, oh, that's so much longer.
Wait, so true.
Yeah.
And it's not just that, though. You also, like, can't eat sushi or soft cheeses. It's like there's so many things you mm-hmm. can't do when you're pregnant.
Yeah. But at least you have, like, a little gift, you know? Like, right. A lot of them said, but that was easy because then I considered the fact that, like, I was having a kid.
Yeah.
And, like, I was really excited about that. And like, that's what the Bachelorette was for me. I was like, I'm celebrating my cousin. She's one of my best friends. Like,
yeah.
This is way more important than, like, my shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also, when you're pregnant, something that really appeals to me, which I don't know if I'll care, like if and when I get pregnant, knock on wood, but just you have a built-in excuse. You just have a built-in excuse to like do you. And that seems really appealing.
What do you mean?
If I don't want to go out tonight, pregnancy, I'm so tired. Or, you know, if I need to leave early, I'm fucking pregnant. You know, pregnant is just, it gets you out of everything. A couple of years ago, my friend texted me. I was having a birthday party. She told me she was coming to my birthday party. And that night she was like, I'm so sorry. I can't make it to your birthday party. I haven't been feeling well all day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, I understand. I'm not going to like make somebody to go to my birthday party feeling sick.
But you were pissed.
A little bit pissed just because I was like, well, you know, I have these thoughts spinning around in my head like, well, you probably knew you were sick yesterday. You didn't mention it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was kind of like a little bit salty. Then she sends a picture of a sonogram and I'm like, oh, okay, you're a goddess. You're great. I'm so happy for you. And it's no longer about my party anymore. It's about her baby. And I just feel like that would be amazing to have that.
Yes, but also you can have understanding friends, you know?
Totally. I'm an understanding friend.
Oh, I'm not saying you're not, but I'm saying like the best thing is like when I've had to cancel something and I'm just like, I don't have the emotional bandwidth and people go, that's okay.
Well, you know like, it is great to have friends that you can be like, I really want to come. I'm just feeling so depressed today.
Yeah.
And they understand.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not something that I thought I could say to anybody.
This was cool too, is nobody got on me for not drinking. Like, besides like the fact that I wasn't smoking, like I still wasn't drinking. Maybe I'd have a sip for every toast. But okay. Like there was no point at which I was like inebriated or even like tipsy or anything. And a lot of times here or like on other trips, I would get pushback. I'm like, just drink. And there was a bartender who was like, okay, shots for everyone, shots. And he's like, and a shot for you too. And I kept going, no, I'm not drinking. And he's like, no, I'll get you a special one. I was like, no, I'm not drinking. And then he handed me a water bottle. He's like, here's your special shot. And I was like, thank you.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Is that bartender single?
I don't know. Do you know anyone who would want him?
No.
So yeah, trip was good. I feel much better about bodies. It's made bathing suits easier post-trip.
I will say, you looked fabulous.
Thank you.
I love all your suits.
Thank you.
Seeing them in real time.
Thank you.
You looked happy too.
I was very happy. And also just like in reference to like pictures that were taken, like there were pictures where I was like, oh, I can't post this. I look too hot. And then like another picture where I was like, oh, I can't post this. This looks disgusting. Like I don't look like that or whatever. And I kept looking between the two of them and going, two things can be true. You know?
Yeah.
Like I do look like that at one angle. I do look like that at another angle. And that is okay.
And neither one is good and neither one is
bad. Exactly.
And we were talking about that with Rayanne too. How like, you just got to tell yourself it's the angle, you know?
But also there's nothing wrong with that angle.
No, but like if you don't like a picture of yourself, I'm saying.
That's fine.
It's the angle.
Like, yeah.
Who cares? Like sometimes you're going to take a quote good picture. Sometimes you're going to take a quote bad picture. I know that like, you know, we're filmed every week and sometimes I'll see a clip from the show and I'm like, does my face really contort that much? Like, I don't like it, but I still share it because that's me. You know, it's not me. It's just it's a bad angle or it's a weird facial expression, whatever it is. But that is so much better than every time you see a picture, your entire self-esteem being wrapped up in that one picture.
Totally. No, at one point I was like, oh my God, if anybody posts this picture, crop me out. But then by the end of the trip, I was showing everyone the picture, you know?
There you go.
But yeah, so speaking of bathing suits and all this stuff, I came across a post by Crazy Bitch Probs. They reposted this tweet, RIP Twitter. Threads is the way to be now.
Threads reign supreme.
This person said, not skinny, but not fat. Looks great in the right clothes, but bikinis are eh. Anyone else feel me? And
I'm sorry. Can I clarify? This is referring to not skinny, but not fat.
No, she's just saying about herself.
Oh, so it's a statement. It's not an act.
Yeah. I'm not skinny. I'm not fat. Basically, I look great in the right clothes, but bikinis are eh. Okay. Anyone else feel me? And my first response to it was like, I used to feel you, you know, like I used to have those thoughts as well. And I was I also like the use of eh. As we know, I love eh.
Yeah, eh, leg.
Eh, leg. But I was nervous to see what the comments would look like if everybody was like, yeah, totally. Like, I'm still in this mindset as well. And most of the comments were just so nice and so body neutral. And one was, wear the bikini. Guys still like it despite what you think. We like the confidence and we like seeing whatever there is to see. We're not doing everything for you, but
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that's wonderful, but politely fuck off.
The best way to have a bikini body is to have a body and put it in a bikini. Guaranteed you'll be in someone's favorite flavor or you'll still be someone's favorite flavor.
Cute. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Some people order bubblegum ice cream.
Yeah.
You have to remind yourself.
Or your own favorite flavor. And then this person said, nah, I look great in a bikini. LOL. It's all about confidence and having zero fucks left to give.
Ugh, goals.
Goals. Yeah. And a nice cover up doesn't hurt, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
just getting out of the pool and having something to put over you just in case.
Yeah. I'm all for feeling comfortable, but we need to like try to veer away from like that you need to look, quote, perfect in a bathing suit. It's just a functional piece of clothing. It's just something to wear.
You don't need
to
look perfect in anything.
No.
Like, you're going to look great sometimes.
But don't you hear
it
like more with bathing suits? Like, yeah. You know, there's just all this pressure when really, how many times do you actually put on a bathing suit each year? I mean, I would say I go to the beach a fair amount during the summer, and even so, it's maybe 8 times a year, 10 times a year. It's not that much.
That you're putting on a bathing suit?
Yeah. Like, I don't think it's, when I really add it up.
I don't know. If people live in places where they wear a lot of bathing suits.
True. I guess if you live in Miami.
Yeah. Hawaii.
Yeah.
California.
True. But I think the vast majority of people aren't
people
putting
on vacation during the year.
Yeah, but how many days? Suit. Like, I just think the average person isn't putting on a bathing suit every single day. So why
yeah, but
are
I think
we...
that's why it's so daunting.
Yeah.
It's because this is the first time that you're showing like your full ass body
right.
to a bunch of people.
Right. And I guess there is some sense of safety in the preparation. What like what can I
what
do?
Do you mean?
I think like getting quote bikini body ready or summer bodies are made in the winter. Like all these quotes that we know are very toxic. I think they stem from wanting to be prepared, wanting to feel safe in that bathing suit and so exposed.
But right. So what you need to actually be prepared is mentally.
Yeah.
Not physically.
Not physically.
Because we've talked about this. We just talked about it with what the actual fork. Like it's, you can be at your goal weight or whatever, and you're still not going to be happy because of where your head is mentally. Like it starts with your brain.
It does.
And your brain needs 130 grams of carbs a day.
Boom. Yeah, your brain is your hungriest organ. Never forget that.
We looked up that number. That's the actual number. FYI. But yeah, so I'm glad that you are embracing Vampyra.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Well, it's a new thing for
it's
me.
It's another Listen. Thing of like not having a goal when you get to the beach. You know?
Yes. Yes. Because that used to be a thing. You know, it's like, oh, how many times have I turned over? And like, it takes mm-hmm. you out of the moment. It really takes you out of the moment. And it's like, for what? To be tan for a few months and then it's just going to go away. And, you know, or I have to apply self-tanner to maintain it. And it's like, why? I really don't think it makes that big of a difference. You know, it does give more color in my face and more color in my skin and whatever. But I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys don't need it either. Slide in my DMs. Let's do Vamp Girl Summer and let's do it right.
Yeah. And then there was just one thing that the girls from What the Actual Fork mentioned last time, which was intuitive living. And I felt that so hard when Sam said it because I always thought of trips or girls' trips as something that like you should like to do. And for that reason, I didn't. And I've been trying this year to stop thinking about the things that you should do or the things that you should want or the person that you should want to be. And like this might come as very obvious to a lot of people, but I was like, oh, I actually like really like trips, like when they're intentional and like the people are good. Like it's not to like show you're traveling to people. Like that's what I feel like traveling is coupled up with like a lot of like pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, well, like, sometimes it is. Like, I feel like people who work crazy jobs, like 100 hours a week or something, like sometimes they'll take trips to kind of justify the fact that they're spending a lot of their life working.
Yeah, and they should.
Yeah, and you should, by the way. Like, definitely take all the trips you can.
No, that's not. You shouldn't. Like, do it if it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And I do think it makes me feel good. It's not just something that, like, I should want.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this was good. It was good to, like, figure out my passport and e-ticket situation and independently travel like that. Like, it's good for you. It's good to experience other places.
And probably also to connect with some new people that you actually really like.
I love. And to celebrate my cousin, who I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite. I've discovered I kind of hate traveling.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay for me to want to stay home.
But I hated traveling because I was like, well, I don't want to just be what everyone.
Oh, that's funny.
You know,
when I was in college, we had a psychic fair. Mm. And my friend, my roommate at the time, actually went to see this psychic. I think she was a palm reader, and she's reading her palm and she's like, you like to travel? And my roommate goes, No, I don't. And the palm reader's like, not long trips, but short trips. She's like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
And ever since then, like, that's the energy that I want to channel. Like, she just knew herself so fucking well.
Oh, she wasn't being antagonistic. No,
I think there was a small part of that. Like, I remember the palm reader was like, are you right-handed or left-handed? And she was like, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. That's a great person to go to a palm reader.
I know, right?
They love that.
Shout out to Ashley. You're the fucking best. I just want to channel that energy of like, yeah, I'm unapologetically myself.
Yeah. So my sister was on this trip too. And I told this story on it because she had a day that we call Lentil Soup Day. And it's basically Charlotte's day of independence. Because when we were younger, any opinion that I had, she had as well. And I knew that. So I could be like, this sandwich is so good. And she'd be like, it's so good. And I'd be like, actually, it's trash. And she'd be like, agreed. And there was one day that she was eating lentil soup. And she's like, this soup is so good. And I was like, yeah, it is good. And then I go, actually, I don't like it. And she goes, I still like the soup.
Wow.
And I would have slow clapped if that was a thing then. But I was so proud of her. And that's you want to be in your lentil soup day every day.
Yeah. Wow, I actually love that. And I love that it's lentil soup because it's a polarizing food.
Is it?
Yeah, like I feel like a lot of people don't give a shit about lentils.
Interesting. I love a lentil.
You know, oddly enough, Andy is allergic. I used to love lentil soup and now I don't really buy it or eat it because he's allergic to fucking everything. He's allergic to peanuts, peas, pea protein, anything that starts with a P, really. Peaches, plums.
I mean, I don't want to say like, does that bother? But
it
like,
does
it trigger any disordered eating habits?
That specifically, no.
Okay.
Not really. Like, it's not that him not being able to eat certain things makes me not want to eat it. It's more like I won't buy things mm-hmm. unless we can both eat it from an economic standpoint.
For sure. But like from a mental place, are you ever like restricting in this way is making me restrict in other ways?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't. And maybe that's also partly because he's not severely allergic to anything really, except I guess the peanuts. So like, I know that it's real, but it's also not that serious. You know, it's not like I need to rid peaches from my house. It's just like, if I have one, he's not gonna have one. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I love sharing and I think that's part of the fun. So, but no, it really doesn't trigger me. I just wish he didn't have allergies. But you know what? That's life.
That is life.
Your partner's not gonna be perfect in every way, okay? Yeah. Just most ways, and that's fine. Guys, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you like this episode, please rate us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And then, of course, follow me at Remy Casimir.
Follow me at Lubination.
And remember, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's Impossible. Foods.com.
Betches.